Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages. It's the daily podcast where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires, and then we talk about it. This is page 126. Has been perfectly cordial to you the last several times he stopped by for a visit. Because there aren't any rocks inside the inn, Bast said. Be fair, Bast, the innkeeper continued chidingly. He's been civil for almost half a year, polite even. Remember he apologized to you 2 months back? Have you heard of Martin ever apologizing to anyone else in town? Ever? No, Bast said sulkily. The innkeeper nodded. See? It's a big gesture for him. I'm sure he's turning a new leaf, Bast muttered. But if he's here when I get home, I'm eating dinner on the roof. Bast was restless as he lay back on the grass beside the lightning tree. He shifted, stood, and went to get a drink from the stream that wound around the bottom of the hill. Coming back to the top, he circled the tall white broken tree. Back and forth, winding and unwinding. He sat again, uncomfortably, like a cat that's been ending the page. I am John from Vintus.
I'm Joy.
And I'm Patrick.
What? Well, it wasn't as good of a joke as I was hoping it would be. He's just been cordial. I thought it was going to be a lot more fun. But Bath's next comment is good. It's because there aren't any rocks inside the inn.
That's funny.
Cordial is also a kind of liquor, so just a cute little possible pun there. He's been civil for almost half a year. It's funny because, you know, during Kvothe's university tenure, he's always like, oh, it's been so long since I've been banned for the archive, and all the older people are always saying to him like, eh, it's been like 10 days or something, you know? And then now he's saying to Bast, like, hey, he's been nice to you for almost half a year. Like, it's like the same amount of time.
That is funny. I see. That is a comment that he makes at one point. That, like, oh, it's, what's it been, like, 3 months? Oh, it's been half a year.
Yeah. It seems like he is continuing to maintain the whatever it is on the lightning tree even multiple times a day.
Yeah, it seems like it's almost a nervous energy on this.
Could be on this one. Yeah, maybe.
Why do we think Bast is restless?
That's a great question because he's. Yeah, I don't know. Is it that he's going to feeling like he needs to go and do stuff to Reich's dad now or what?
That was my thought, that he's like trying to think about how he's going to get Reich's dad gone soon and gone forever.
See, I kind of think that at this point he already knows what the plan is.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. Because, I'm not sure because if we I know see, that or not.
Well, we don't know it, but we frequently see these things like unfold like well after the character has like made the plan. Like we saw that a lot with all sorts of things that Kvothe does in the main books.
Sure.
So that's sort of my intuition is that like that sort of plan comes to Bast very quickly and very naturally and that he already knows what he's going to do.
Yeah. The implication, to me, at least in Lightning Tree was that he just kind of went and beat him up and told him to never return. And I don't know if there was actually more magical than that.
I'm not sure if I necessarily took that away or not.
Yeah, I didn't think it was quite like that either. I think that he was, it was a more complex.
He did some magics to keep him away?
No,
I don't know.
Sorry, Joy, go ahead.
Oh no, I think Bast went and wrecked up the still and then sent Martin after him.
Right.
He
framed Jessam for the wrecking of the still.
Oh, and right.
Now Jessam that knows that Martin has a mad on for him.
And I thought Jessam went over the waterfall and that's why he was beat up. But I don't know. It's been a long time. I'm not totally sure.
Yeah, I mean, Jessam was found at the bottom of the waterfall, but also Bast's knuckles were skinned.
Right. Right, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
We'll find out, I guess.
Yeah. On this page, something that stood out to me just above the Tildebrand is that Bast says, I'm sure he's turning a new leaf, or he mutters it. And usually Patrick gives us something a little more in-world for these kind of metaphors. You know, these...
Yeah, sometimes. But, like, this isn't too far off from the other stuff that he does, because our normal expression is turning over a new leaf. And that's something that Rothfuss definitely does do, is, like, he'll leave out a word that isn't strictly necessary.
Idiom.
And sort of, yeah. And sort of make it more... more peculiar to his own setting in that way, like better safe than sore, you know, for instance. I mean, that's not an actual instance of that thing in particular, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sure. It's less common to say that than safe than sorry.
Sure. It stood out to me because I think he usually does change them a little more.
Yeah.
But now we find out that Bast eats dinner on the roof when he's hiding. Like Santa.
Like Santa. He comes down the chimney.
I wouldn't put it past him, except for I'm sure there's a fire in that chimney.
I feel like he'd be too worried that he'd get all dirty.
Yeah. Or even beyond that, that someone would have laid a trap for him, knowing that he spends time on the roof. Do we think Fos still goes up on the roof of the inn? In the main books, he spends so much time on roofs.
Oh. That's an interesting
question. I would say probably not.
Yeah, I'd venture to say not. Just
be weird behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is something that he enjoyed doing just because.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing that would beg questions, I think.
It would attract attention. Although yeah. I suppose there are a couple lines in the main books that's like, oh, you'd be surprised how people don't look up.
Yeah, that's true. But in a bigger city, like spending time on a roof is far less conspicuous than in a rural hamlet.
Tiny nowhere town. Yeah, and the roofs are probably farther apart.
Yeah.
And also the roofs are lower, so it's more obvious that someone's up there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the inn's probably the biggest building around.
Like, you know, rooftop bars in New York City, common, but you can't see the people on the top from the bottom because it's too high. Right. So.
Well, until next page, we'll be stalking the eaves of your roofs, listeners. Beware.
Hanging up Beware. Christmas lights.
Beware.